With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The first woman to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court has died.
Sandra Day O'Connor made history as the first woman justice when she was nominated by President Ronald Reagan in 1981 and confirmed to the nation's highest court. She often was the swing vote in closely divided cases during her tenure. In a statement, the Supreme Court said O'Connor died of complications related to advanced dementia, probably Alzheimer's, and a respiratory illness. O'Connor was 93.
White House correspondent Greg Clexton. Hamas terrorists in Gaza resumed barrages of rocket fire into Israel, while the Jewish state resumed airstrikes into Gaza City as the seven-day truce collapsed. Israel also exchanged fire with Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Also at SRNnews.com, a group of Republican senators is calling on the White House to impose a travel ban between the U.S. and China. It's over concerns about a surge in unexplained respiratory cases among kids.
Writing for a group of five Republicans, Florida Senator Marco Rubio says, quote, "We should immediately restrict travel between the United States and China until we know more about the dangers posed by this new illness." Rubio, the ranking Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee, urges swift action, citing what the letter calls China's long history of lying about public health crises. Last week, the World Health Organization requested more information from China after reports emerged about clusters of undiagnosed pneumonia cases in Chinese children. Bob Agner reported.
Pfizer is halting human trials of a twice-daily obesity pill. The company cited side effects as the reason and that it would refocus on a once-daily formulation of the drug. Pfizer said the most common side effects reported were a high rate of stomach issues. Democrat lawmakers are pushing for an official federal holiday honoring Rosa Parks on December 1st. This is SRN News. Abortion clinics continue to go out of business in this country.
According to a report from Operation Rescue, 49 clinics have closed their doors or stopped doing abortions this year. That follows nearly 90 closures in 2022 after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The report also reveals that in 14 states, there are no abortion clinics at all. Operation Rescue President Troy Newman says, quote, "The enduring efforts of faithful Americans on the pro-life side are paying off and having a winning effect." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There's been a surge in attacks on Christians in Kenya. The Muslim terrorist group Al-Shabaab has been ramping up its offensive against the country's large Christian majority. The government seems incapable of stemming the violence. One Kenyan church leader tells International Christian Concern, "We live in fear at home, in churches, and while traveling. The government has not done enough." This is SRN News. Stocks are feeding off of the momentum from a strong November.
Stocks gained ground on Wall Street as the market comes off its best month in more than a year. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Friday, marking its fifth straight week of gains. The Dow rose 294 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.6%. In company news, Ulta Beauty soared 10.8% after reporting better-than-expected results for its latest quarter and raising its forecast. Investors entered December on track to close out the year with solid gains. The S&P 500 is up more than 19%. The Nasdaq Composite is up 36% so far in 2023. Seth Sutel, New York.
California ranks first in pay for law enforcement officers, while Mississippi is last. Adjusting for each state's cost of living, the median salary for law enforcement in California was $93,169. More details at srnnews.com.